Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hey there, Buffalo Bills fans. Welcome back to Believe, a Buffalo Bills fan podcast here on BuffaloRumblings.com and everywhere else you go to get your fine Bills-related podcasts. My name is John Boccacino, the longtime host of Believe, and I cannot tell you how happy I am that you have taken the time wherever, whenever, and however you're listening to this podcast to check out the latest episode of Believe. I really appreciated our loyal listeners last week indulging me in my man crush on Ryan Fitzpatrick. I got a lot of feedback from Bills fans who some agreed that Fitzy was definitely a legend in his own right, in his own time, and someone worth remembering. And other people were a little bit confused at my obsession over Fitzmagic and didn't quite see the appeal and thought he was more of a frustrating quarterback than a franchise quarterback. And obviously the truth is somewhere in the middle. Fitzy only had a four-year career in Buffalo. I ran through all of the pros and cons last week. Not going to make you go through and relive that episode, but it was great to actually engage more with our fans here on Believe, and I'm flying solo again this week, giving Jamie the week off. We'll get the band back together next week, but it was fun talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick, and that's one of the things we're trying to do here on this podcast is get fun topics and fun conversations we can engage with our listeners here on Believe, because otherwise I'm just a man speaking into a microphone, and I want to hear your feedback on all of our episodes. And today's topic is one that I think is going to have some good conversation to it. So as we all know, the Buffalo Bills have heightened expectations this 2022 season. It's really, for the first time in my adult fanhood, Super Bowl or bust for the Bills. After winning back-to-back AFC East championships, after having a phenomenal chance to knock off the Kansas City Chiefs in each of the last two seasons, the Bills fell short of their stated goal of making the Super Bowl. But this year, with almost the entire cast of characters coming back, with an incredibly strong moves during the offseason, including bringing in linebacker and edge rusher Von Miller, tight end O.J. Howard, cornerback Kaiir Elam, guard Roger Saffold, slot receiver Jamison Crowder. I mean, the list goes on and on. Drafting James Cook at running back to help out with Motor Singletary. The Bills have done a lot to improve their chances. And we all know how passionate Bills fans are. Every time they show a Bills road game, you see a sea of blue and a sea of red. It really makes me feel happy seeing all of the Bills faithful traveling to road games. This week's episode of Believe, we are going to be breaking down the road trip opportunities in 2022 and giving you my thoughts on what are the best road games for Bills fans to travel to and what are the worst road games for Bills fans to travel to. And to give you some perspective, I have a little bit of history with traveling with this Bills team to go on the road and cheer them on. For a while, my season ticket friends and I would go and we'd pick a road game every year. We'd look at the schedule. We tried to pick something in December when the weather was cold and snow was more likely. And we tried to pick a warm weather city to go visit and cheer on the Bills. And we accomplished this to great fanfare. You know, we didn't always see a lot of wins, although we did see the Bills eke out the Jacksonville Jaguars around Christmas time back in 2012. We also saw the San Diego Chargers, then the San Diego Chargers, destroy the Buffalo Bills on a West Coast road trip. We also went to Miami, where we saw the Bills crush and squish the Fish. We saw the Bills lose to Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos back in the 2014 season. We saw Russell Wilson cook and slay and destroy the Bills up in Toronto during one of the last Buffalo and Toronto series games. We've seen the Bills play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, we've seen a bunch of Bills road games. And this topic I thought would be interesting to break down because I'm going to break some news here on the podcast, but my colleague Jamie D'Amico and I are actually planning on getting the band together and going to the Baltimore Ravens game in October. That's an October game, October 2nd. And Believe and Jamie D and Big Nude are going to be bringing their acts together and collaborating for that week 4 contest. So that's the one road game I'm going to this year. But I know a lot of Bills faithful go to 4, 5, 6, even all 9 of the road games are a possibility with how loyal this fan base is here. So consider today's podcast one host's informal perspective on the best and worst road game opportunities in the 2022 season. So here's where we're going to start this off. The days are long gone when Buffalo only had 1 p.m. games on a Sunday, exclusive early games. That means there's a lot of primetime opportunities with this team and their Super Bowl aspirations. There are 5 evening primetime contests and 6 total nationally televised games, with the possibility for 2 more being flexed into an evening slot. Only 7 of Buffalo's games have a 1 p.m. early game designation in the 2022 season. And with those 9 road games on the schedule for 2022, there are plenty of opportunities for Bills fans to go out there and hit the road and catch their team in action. Now, besides the usual trips to take on AFC East rivals, the New England Patriots, the Miami Dolphins, and the New York Jets, the schedule makers really gave Bills fans some enticing and exciting road trip options this year. As I mentioned, Super Bowl expectations abound for these Bills, and Buffalo will get a great chance to see exactly where this team stands when they kick off the season on the road in Los Angeles, taking on the defending Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams. This will be Buffalo's first trip to take on the Rams in Los Angeles since 2016, when Tyrod Taylor, LeSean McCoy, and the Bills handed the Rams, who were quarterbacked by current Buffalo backup QB Case Keenum, a 30-19 defeat on October 9th, 2016. That will be the first of Buffalo's 2 matchups against one of last year's Super Bowl participants, as the Bills also head to Cincinnati for a Week 17 clash with the defending AFC champion Bengals. Among the other road schedule highlights, for the first time since the 2014 season, the Bills will travel to Chicago to take on Da Bears, and to Detroit to tangle with the Lions on Thanksgiving. That is Buffalo's 3rd Turkey Day appearance in the last 4 years. So without further ado, folks, here is my unbiased ranking from best to worst of the road trips for the Bills faithful in 2022. And please note, for my unofficial rankings, I am considering the opponent, the time of the year, the things to do in that city, and more among my criteria. Number 1, for me, it's a no-brainer. It's the season opener against the Rams. This is really going to be a special opportunity for Bills fans. Los Angeles is a pretty cool place to go visit. There's tons of things to do. There's tons of great restaurants and great food to eat. You're right near the ocean and the beaches. You can see a lot of maybe some celebrities are part of your itinerary. You want to go and check out Hollywood Theater. There's awesome things to see and do out in Los Angeles. But for me, the biggest reason this is number 1 is the opponent, the defending Super Bowl champions, the Rams. This is going to be the best chance for Buffalo right away to make a statement out of many statement game opportunities in 2022. It's a chance to go out there, travel to a place where the Bills don't play very often against a high caliber, high quality opponent in the Rams. Von Miller returning to the scene of where he won the Super Bowl last year. SoFi Stadium is one of the newer facilities. I've heard it is gorgeous and a beautiful place to take in a ball game. And just the fact that you're getting to kick off the season Thursday night week one against the Rams. I so am envious of Bills faithful and Bills fans who are going to this game to see Josh Allen and the Bills tangle with Matthew Stafford and the Rams. These are two teams that are expected to be there when all is said and done this year, and I expect it to be a fantastic game and a fascinating matchup, and there's so much to do in Los Angeles. This is why this is, to me, the number one road trip opportunity. And I know that LA is an expensive city and it's a cross-country flight, but I'm telling you, folks, it's worth it to go to LA, and it's going to be so worth it to be there in the stands when the Bills hopefully deliver a win in week one of the season. The last time the Bills played the Rams, by the way, was a game where no fans were allowed to be in attendance. It was 2020. The Bills and Rams went back and forth. It was a barn burner of a game. The Bills won 35-32 as Josh Allen hooked up with Tyler Kroft for the game-winning touchdown pass with 15 seconds to go in regulation. So that's my number one opportunity. Number two is a place I've gone several times but never actually been able to see a Bills game. And a lot of Bills faithful have made this road trip before. It's to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. Now, some people might diminish this game or push it down lower in their rankings because you've been to Kansas City. You were there last year on Sunday Night Football when the Bills picked up a huge, huge win over the Chiefs. You've made the road trip. You've checked out the sights. You checked out the scene. To me, this is number two because the Chiefs are the big brother to the Buffalo Bills, and the Bills need to prove they can get past Kansas City in the postseason. Well, I feel like in the regular season, you want to go see the team that's going to give the Bills a great chance of competition. It's Kansas City. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's Andy Reid. It's Travis Kelce and the rest of the Chiefs. And, you know, besides the caliber of the opponent that Kansas City is going to bring to the table, Kansas City is just an amazing city to go visit, if you ask me. If you love barbecue, you could put on 10 pounds in pure barbecue by going to visit Kansas City for a weekend. There's Q39, which is one of my absolute favorite barbecue places in the entire world. They do this fantastic dish called the Burnt Ends. You have to try it if you love your barbecue. There's also Arthur Bryant's. There's Jack Stackhouse. There's just so many places you can go. I'm missing a couple of places. There's Slaps Barbecue. There's so many great barbecue joints in Kansas City. There's also a ton of culture. Go see the Negro Baseball League Museum and Hall of Fame or the Jazz Music Hall of Fame. There's so many great places to go and see the World War I Monument and Museum. There's a tower kind of like the CN Tower that you can go up to the very top of and get an aerial view of the city of Kansas City from a high and check out all the sights and really get a good view on this charming Midwestern city. But the barbecue and the opponent really pushes Kansas City high atop my list. So this week six clash is my number two of the road trip destinations in 2022. Number three, I've already mentioned in passing, but it's a place I'm going this year for a road game, and it's Baltimore to see the Bills take on the Ravens in week four. One of the reasons this is high up on my list is I want to see Lamar Jackson play in person. I don't think the television does enough justice to how dynamic of a quarterback and a signal caller Lamar Jackson is for the Ravens. But number two, Baltimore, I've heard, is just a fantastic place to go visit. It's less than an hour flight away if you happen to go by my favorite airfare, Southwest. It's also easily drivable from this area. You can go and see so many great historic sites. I encourage you to visit Fort McHenry, the scene of what really transpired between the Star Spangled Banner song, where Francis Scott Key was sitting on a ship watching the battle unfold as the Americans in the War of 1812 were really fighting for their independence yet again. And Francis Scott Key is sitting there and he watches the battle and he pens this poem that later turns into the Star Spangled Banner, which in 1931 became our national anthem. That is one of the many historical sites you can go check out when you're in the Baltimore area, along with the harbor, the shipyard area. It's a great place to go check out our sights and our sounds. And let's not get me started on seafood. Oh my gosh, the crab cakes, the shrimp, the seafood scene alone is worth the price of admission if you go to Baltimore. So that, factored in with the quality of the opponent with the Ravens, makes week four another must-see road trip. Now, after the first three, to me, those are pretty cut and dry as far as my favorite opportunities for Bills fans to make a road trip. It gets a little dicey starting at number four, but I'm going to put up the Thanksgiving Day clash with the Detroit Lions on this one. And one of the reasons I'm going to rank this one so high is we just don't get to go to see the Lions play versus the Bills in Detroit all that often. It's every 8 years. And the fact that it's on Thanksgiving, you know, a lot of people made the trip to New Orleans last year when the Bills and Saints tangled on Thanksgiving. A lot of Bills fans went to Big D to see Dallas and Buffalo clash a couple of years ago. Detroit is a very underrated city. It has an unbelievable amount of history and culture. There's a really good and tasty craft beer scene if you're into that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of history, again, you can witness in Detroit. So I'm going to put the Lions in week 12 as my fourth road trip opportunity. One of the reasons this gets pegged down a couple of notches, though, for me is Thanksgiving to me is one of my favorite holidays. It's one of my family's favorite holidays. My wife and I always travel for Thanksgiving to go see our family. So we will not be making this road trip, but I know a lot of Bills faithful will be headed to the Motor City for this week 12 clash on Thanksgiving. The third time in the last 4 years, Buffalo has played on Thanksgiving. Now, is a place I have been to before, and it's a beautiful city. It's a beautiful place to visit, but I normally like to make this a destination in the cold weather. It's Miami and it's South Beach. The Bills and Dolphins are playing on the road in week 3. If this had been week 13, week 14, some type of December game, we've gone to Miami and cheered on the Bills on the road. And it's fun. I mean, the stadium's nothing special to write home about, but it's warm weather. You're leaving the snow, you're leaving the cold to go cheer on your Bills in Miami. The fans, I don't know, they're a little apathetic. The stadium is kind of sterile. There's not really a lot of atmosphere to it. But it is, you know, it is Miami. There's a lot of beautiful people, a lot of great food, and the beach. So for me, I'll put Miami at number 5 on my list. Number 6 would have been a lot higher for me, but again, it's the time of the year that this game is taking place. And it's the Bills traveling to the Windy City to take on the Bears in week 16. If you don't know this about me, I love the city of Chicago. I'm a huge diehard Cubs fan, so any chance I get to go to Chicago, I take it. But this game being on Christmas Eve, I can't make the road trip myself this year. My wife and I always go down to see her family in Orlando, and this is one of those opportunities where if it were any other time of the year, I would jump at the chance to go see the Bills and the Bears play in Chicago. Chicago is one of those charming, historical American cities, which has so much, you know, sightseeing. You can do the Magnificent Mile. You can go check out Wrigley Field and Wrigleyville. You can get great food. And I don't care what people say. You might call it pizza lasagna, but deep dish pizza is out of this world. And if you get a chance and you're going to this game, you've got to go to Giordano's and get yourself some unbelievable deep dish pizza. It's a great culinary treat. You will thank yourself. Wash it down with a nice cold beer out of Chicago. A lot of great craft breweries in the Chicago market as well. But being on Christmas Eve, I just can't do it. I'm not leaving the cold of upstate New York to go to the cold of Chicago to cheer on my team. And you factor in it being Christmas Eve and family obligations, it's a hard pass for me. This might be the last chance, by the way, that Bills fans will get to go see the Bears play the Bills at the old Soldier Field, which before there's some renovations that were done to Soldier Field. And Soldier Field is a really interesting stadium. Look up a lot of the history on this place. But the new version looks like a spaceship landed on the old stadium. So to me, it loses points for being kind of tacky. But they're going to be getting a new facility pretty soon for Justin Fields to be the quarterback. So go take a look. And if you want to see the Bills and the Bears play, Christmas Eve should be a good opportunity, should be a good chance for the Bills to get a win over Chicago again, the first time since 2014 that Buffalo is heading to the Windy City. My next ones, the last three on the list here, really could be interchangeable, but I'm going to go with the Week 17 clash in Cincinnati against the Bengals. And the reason this one is up there as high, it's not the weather, it's not the city, it's purely the opponent. I want to see Joe Burrow in action. I want to see T. Higgins. I want to see Jamar Chase. I want to see this potent Bengals offense go up against the Bills secondary, which will be rounding into form quite nicely as the playoffs are right around the corner. This game really could have big playoff implications, especially for seeding in the AFC, with the Bengals being the reigning AFC champions and the Bills hoping to dethrone them and get to the Super Bowl. Joe Burrow is must watch at this point in his career. The reason it's pegged down a couple of notches is, again, cold weather cities. This is a January game, the next to last game of the regular season. But if you want to go, and it's a Monday night game too, so the atmosphere is going to be fantastic. You can drive there. It's a very simple drive to get to Cincinnati from the Rochester, Buffalo, upstate, western New York areas. And being on a Monday, take a vacation day, go out there and see the Bills and the Bengals. It should be a fantastic game. But again, the cold weather is bumping this one down the list for me. My final two, if you can't tell, they're both AFC opponents, and they're both places I've been before, and they're both places I really don't want to ever go again to watch Bills games. They are the Jets and the Patriots. And the reason why, a lot of it is their fan bases too. The Jets, when I went to the Meadowlands Stadium to see the Bills play a couple of years ago, it was just incredibly hostile atmosphere. The Jets fans were belligerent. We saw so many fights, you know, break out in the stadium. And as much as I love New York City and vacationing and visiting there, I have no desire to go see the Bills and Jets play after that last experience. So the Jets will come in as my number 8 ranking on the road trips for this year. Even though it's a winnable game, for sure, the Bills should stomp all over the Jets. And it's a real easy destination for Bills fans with the flights being less than an hour of a flight. The drive you could do too if you wanted to, but I'm pushing the Jets at number 8 because of the fact that, again, the fans don't really make it that pleasant of an experience. But my number 9, the worst road trip opportunity for me, Foxborough, the New England Patriots. Now, I know your first thought might be, oh, well, John, why is Foxborough so low? You talked about Chicago being a fantastic historical city. What about Boston? Boston is an unbelievable place to visit. I have family that live outside of Boston. I go there as often as I can to check out the history. There's beautiful waterfront area. You talk about a great beer scene. But this is not Boston. Foxborough is 35 minutes or more away from the downtown Boston scene. It's really in the middle of nowhere. The stadium is blah. Patriots fans, we all know how, you know, fair weather they've been since Tom Brady left and their envy of Josh Allen. I just have no desire to travel to Foxborough for this Thursday night game to take on the Patriots. It's really, and it's in December too, so you're going to get more of that cold and snow than you would if it were, say, a September game when you might get a good fall weather opportunity to go see the Bills and the Patriots play. But for me, the New England Patriots are the worst of the road trip opportunities in 2022, and the Los Angeles Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs are the best of the road trip opportunities for the 2022 season. I have rambled on long enough here on this topic. I want your feedback. Please get involved on our podcast when it posts on BuffaloRumblings.com. You can also give me your feedback on Twitter. I am at John Boccacino. Let me know what you liked and what you didn't like about this podcast here on the best and worst road trip opportunities for the Bills in the 2022 season. That will do it for this week's episode of Believe. Can't wait to have you back next weekend when I'm reunited with Jamie D'Amico here on Believe, a Buffalo Bills fan podcast.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.